Richard Dennis, your report on self-funded retirement asks a provocative question. Can the taxpayer afford it? Most people would assume the taxpayer is in fact benefiting from those who fund their own retirement, wouldn't they?
Well, that's right, and a lot of time and effort has gone into confusing us on this point. But while there's no doubt that the tax concessions we provide for people's retirement help increase their personal retirement incomes, there's no evidence that suggests that the budget is actually better off. What we need to do is compare how much we spend on tax concessions with super and how much it would cost us to just pay the age pension. And we're now spending more than $30 billion a year on tax concessions for super, and that's predicted to rise by $15 billion per year in the next 3 years.
But isn't it the case that private superannuants do reduce the burden on the taxpayer by not relying on the pension?
Well, no. Well, they reduce the amount that the age pension costs us, but they don't reduce it by more than we pay them in tax concessions, and that's where the hair splitting becomes very important. So, yes, self-funded or so-called self-funded retirees save us a bit of money on the age pension, but they're costing us more in tax concessions, costing us far more in tax concessions than they're saving us from the age pension. So the net impact on the budget is strongly negative.
So how do the subsidies that we give to self-funded retirees or so-called self-funded retirees compare to the amount the government pays out in the age pension?
Well, for example, there are high income earners who are getting around $20,000 a year in tax concessions for their super, and they're getting that over the course of their working life, and the single age pension is less than that, and they're only going to get it for a far smaller number of years. So for the highest income earners, who by far get the most money from the tax concessions, Treasury tells us that 37% of all of the tax concessions go to the wealthiest 5% of the population. These people were never going to be eligible for the age pension, yet we're spending a fortune subsidising their retirement income.
Now, you say that the taxpayer will be paying out $45 billion in 2015. How does that amount of the concessions there, how does that compare to the amount paid out in the age pension in 2015?
Oh, look, the age pension is costing us around $25 billion in total, and so the increase in tax concessions for super, the increase of $15 billion is nearly half the total cost of the age pension. By 2015, we'll be spending far more each year on tax concessions for super than we will on the age pension.
The government does provide superannuation incentives to low-income earners as well. It says it does this because it wants to encourage people to provide for themselves in retirement to take the burden off the aged pension. I mean, isn't that sound policy?
Oh, look, I think there are good arguments for doing that, but the fact that we give a little bit to low-income earners isn't an excuse to give a huge amount to high-income earners. And let's be really clear, so-called universal superannuation in Australia only benefits around half of us. There's a large number of people who are home caring for kids or caring for elderly parents who don't see a cent of this money. No one's helping them prepare for their retirement. And then there's quite a large number of part-time and casual workers get no benefit from superannuation at all. So what we've got is a system that's currently spending $30 billion a year. A third of that money, Treasury tells us, is going to the wealthiest 5%. None of that money, not a cent, is going to the poorest people in Australia, the people who don't work. The fact that we've got some modest grants for very low-income earners is, I actually think, not a bad idea. But the fact that we're doing a little bit to help the poorest people doesn't justify why we're doing so much to help the richest people.
Do retired Australians still get non-means-tested benefits from the public purse, even if they are extremely well-off?
Oh, some do. There's multiple benefits. There's the age pension, and Treasury predicts that very small number of people are going to be, free of receiving any pension in 2050. Most people will either be on the pension or getting a part pension. Some people with a part pension find it very valuable to have access to the concessional transport and concessional health benefits. But we do have the absurd situation where the very wealthiest people, people who have millions of dollars in superannuation and live on hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, because all income is treated as entirely tax-free, we have retirees, a small number, but we have retirees earning hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, paying not a cent in tax, and still receiving around $800 a year from the government to help them meet the cost of their electricity bills and their water bills.
So are you suggesting that private super drawers no longer call themselves self-funded retirees?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, they might be privately managing their own retirement incomes, but we estimate for high income earners up to 60% of their lump sum is actually the contribution of the taxpayer. And, you know, I think it's important to stress, I actually think a well-designed superannuation scheme is quite a very important asset for Australia to have. But the fact that a well-designed superannuation scheme is a good idea doesn't mean the scheme we've currently got is efficient or equitable or even doing the job we claim it is.
So what changes are you calling for from the government?
Oh, look, what we need to do is we could save $10 billion next year, $10 billion, by simply restricting the provision of these tax concessions to the wealthiest Australians. We should and we can spend taxpayers' money to help people prepare for their retirement and to help people prepare for other eventualities in their life. But the first thing we have to do is admit that we're currently spending a fortune to assist the highest income earners prepare for their retirement, knowing full well those people have already got so much, they were never going to claim the age pension in the first place.
How politically difficult, though, would it be to make these changes?
Well, it should be easy, because $10 billion a year would mean that we could offer up around $1,000 to every employee. You know, we just need to stop handing out large amounts of taxpayers' money to a very small number of people, and we could then share that money far more evenly between the remaining 95% of the population. We can still inject that money into the retirement income system if that's what we want to do, but we need to stop doing it in such a way that the more you earn, the more taxpayer assistance we'll give you.
Richard Dennis, thanks very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.